702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
23 after 8, news from around the world now. Adam, a very good morning to you. Let's start with these avalanches in Austria and Switzerland. Dozens of them.
Yeah, most of them, of course, happen. And I mean, it's a bit like the tree falling in the forest, isn't it? It doesn't matter because snowfall off the top of a mountain doesn't get in the way. Nobody's hurt. But in the case of a number of these avalanches, several in Austria and a couple in Switzerland, 10 people have been killed as a result of them. And they're all skiers, skiing at perhaps a more adventurous level. I mean, I'd be on a piddly little blue or red slope at best. And that kind of formal ski resort slope is fine. But the moment you start going, well, off piste is one thing, but even just a bit more adventurous and crossing from one mountain to another, et cetera, that's where the problems have come. And people have been warned, absolutely don't go near the more dangerous route, shall we say. So a number of tourists have ignored the warning. And I guess people do. You're on holiday. You want to do it. If you get a shark warning, you still go to the beach, don't you? Or do you? Tourists from New Zealand, China and Germany amongst the dead. And we know that those alerts are still there. It's also a sign of the season that come the end of the skiing season, the buildup of snow, slight changes in temperature and the wind, and down it comes. It's a problem.
Talk to me about China's big balloon shot down by US jets. That's something to worry about.
Yeah, wasn't this gripping the world? Would they shoot it down? Would they not? What was the balloon doing, etc.? At one stage, not like the movies, you know, when they just shoot anything down. And they thought, well, we've got to be a bit careful about where the wreckage lands. So the American Air Force waited. The Pentagon thought, hang on, we'll sit on this for a bit. And eventually the balloon was over the Atlantic and they shot it down just off the coast of South Carolina. So the U.S. Air Force shot it down. Now the U.S. Navy is searching for the debris because it's all about what that balloon was doing there. We know it was Chinese, and the Americans suggest it was a Chinese spy surveillance balloon. The Chinese absolutely insist it was a weather balloon. Charting where it went, it looks a tad haphazard, in other words, blown by the wind, unless, of course, that's the way they wanted it to appear. So it's all about what's in the debris and all about the honesty of what the Americans tell us they've found in the debris as to whether this was a spy balloon or whether this was a harmless weather balloon. Does 99 Luftballons ring a bell from the 1990s, was it? Remember the red balloons getting shot down in the Nena song with people confused about whether or not they were nuclear weapons? It started World War III. At least we're not at that stage, but still there's a bit of a contretemps between America and China over this balloon.
You can likely expect another song, Adam. Talk to me about the Danish conundrum, a national holiday that is no more.
Yeah, would you protest for one of your public holidays? You get lots of public holidays. Well, a dozen, is it?
Yeah, I know.
But so if they took one away, would you go, hang on a moment, they gave with one hand, they've taken with the other? This is exactly what's going on in Denmark. They had a protest of 50,000 people in Copenhagen, and maybe there were protests elsewhere as well, about scrapping a Christian holiday. It dates back to 1686, and it's called the Great Prayer Day. I don't believe any other country has a Great Prayer Day. It happens 4 weeks after Easter. And absolutely, the Danish government has said in order to hit their spending target to meet NATO requirements, you have to spend 2% of gross domestic product. And in order to hit that target, in order to keep supplying Ukraine with munitions as well, Denmark has played a small part in that, but a key part, they need to find the money. And one way of doing this would be to boost productivity and therefore scrap the Great Prayer Day. Well, do you know what? If it comes to scrapping a holiday, I mean, aren't we all out there protesting? They can't do that to us. Denmark has a difficult decision to make.
Should make my birthday a public holiday. Let's leave it there. Adam Gilchrist with this morning's Worldview.